hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday for some
and Wednesday
for others.
I'd like to meet these people who it's Wednesday for.
Works that way. Well, listen. All right, yesterday, at this time, we had, actually, we spent a lot of time on Greg Grunberg's CrushEpilepsy.com. And I wonder, Jennifer, on Facebook, what sort of assets
I wanted to
that
tell
was.
You about that, actually. Or, I've gotten some great feedback. And I think a lot of people actually went to the website to help out Greg Grunberg. And what it is, in case you missed it, is a website called CrushEpilepsy.com. Go there from your mobile device. You can download this free game, which is really a fun game to do. And then the people that put on the game will give a dollar to epilepsy research and try to find a cure and help people cope with the disease. And Michael Mortimer, who's a Facebook friend of ours, said he just went to CrushEpilepsy.com, he downloaded the free game, and he donated his dollar. So that is great news. Thank you for doing that, Michael.
And it's a free game. They donate the dollar, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Right,
exactly.
And it's a cool game.
So just even if you don't want to play the game, go download it on your app, on your phone, and then they get the dollar.
Yeah. It's CrushEpilepsy.com. Anyway, that was a nice highlight, nice way. As a matter of fact, we may have him back again later in the week just for fun. This seems to be personality week on Good Day. Shadow Stevens, who's a big-time radio guy. When you hear his voice, you'll understand that. A guy that is, I'm guessing he's about my age, maybe a tad younger, but I used to listen to him. He was one of the boss on WRKO, but he was on some of the great, great...
He had one of the big national countdown shows, too, and he had his own television show.
Yeah. What was his name?
Yeah, for me, he's the center square. Shadow Stevens is the center square.
Right. Hollywood Squares, that's right.
Loved
he's
it.
Written a book for youngsters. It's a book about bullying called The Big Galoot, and we're going to focus on that because we know it's a big problem. But in just a moment, we meet Shadow Stevens here on Good Day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasanelli. This guy is, his real name, by the way, Richie, is not Shadow, it's Sue. But because of all the trouble that any boy named Sue get into, he changed his name to Shadow, and so now
The world knows him as Shadow Stevens. I try to make my voice sound as
deep. That's just a cool name.
Shadow Stevens. You and I had a quick conversation at the recent Talkers Convention. I don't suspect that you will remember me, even though I think I did identify myself as somebody from Boston who used to listen to you on WRKO. And certainly people now, I'm in Los Angeles, and the KHJ fans, KRLA, your resume is one that goes back to music radio, and yet, even though people say, I used to listen to you when, you're not that old, are you?
No, I'm 27.
27, congratulations.
Yeah, well, and just the other day, too, and you know, what a day it was.
I'm sure it was. All right.
So you look great.
Yeah,
thank you
do.
Thank you so much. I do yoga.
Yes, do you? And how does it do?
Well, thank God. You know, thank God.
Yes. So, honestly, what's your real first name? I didn't ask you that.
Shadow. Shadoa. It's God's baffling and incomprehensible sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're out. You are...
very, very strange.
You know I'm going to wiki you, Shadow, on that, right?
Right.
You know, you can just wiki up.
Sounds like a challenge between you two.
All right, so Shadow Stevens has a world of wonder in his resume. Actually, this guy started his own radio station when he was 10 years old, Richie, in North Dakota. And then I remember...
Jamestown.
You know what?
The cattle and the wheat and the folks that can't be beat.
Yeah, in Jamestown.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. At what point did you become enamored with your voice?
I don't think that I became enamored. I think my best attribute was always enthusiasm. I always had a lot more enthusiasm than talent. It was always, yeah.
Well, see what it's done for all of us. I mean, that's the story of success is probably what you just explained, in a sense.
I think that's the key for me, certainly, and I inherited it from my father.
Yeah.
But a lot of enthusiasm.
But people know you from being on American Top 40 for a long time. You've done a lot of acting, too. I've sort of forgotten about that. I'm just looking at your resume here. A number of things that you were in. When you were a kid, starting the radio station, what did you think your life was going to be like as you started out in Jamestown, North Dakota, really?
My first love was art. And I was fascinated with radio, and it seemed like magic to me. The idea that something could come out of air. And when I built this little radio station, it was so extraordinary that we could go out and listen to it a mile in every direction, get in the car and see how far the signal would go. And they discovered me on the local station and put me on the air as the world's youngest disc jockey. And they say it was picked up in Life magazine, although I've never seen it. I think it may be an urban legend, but that's what I was told.
But you actually have quite a bit of talent, and that's not the case for a lot of people on the radio. And it shows up in lots of things, whether it's the acting that you've done. You've certainly applied yourself well as an announcer. But now you have this children's book about bullying, and I'm wondering if there's something in there that is autobiographical about you or perhaps somebody in your family. Why did you go in this direction?
You know, it's all very baffling to me because I dreamed, I woke up 20 years ago saying button-sided hooey out loud. It woke me up. And I thought that's the weirdest thing that ever came out of my mouth. And I wrote it down. And as I looked at it, I thought, it sounds like Dr. Seuss. And my children were very young at that time, and I decided to write a book like Dr. Seuss called The Button-Sided Hooey. And it turned into this epic story that went on. It's like a chapter book, and I knew no one would ever publish it. So I wrote another book that would lead the way, and it would be about bullying and believing in yourself and never giving up, something I could read to my children and pass on to my children. And it was about to be, it was signed in 1997 to a company and was about to be released. It was about to go to press to be released. And it was, there was a hostile overthrow of the company. The CEO and the president were thrown out. They canceled the children's division. It took 10 years for me to get the rights back to my book. And when I finally got them back, after this company went bankrupt and the company that inherited it went bankrupt, and then it was assumed by another company whose, you know, all the files went into some storage cabinet. And when I finally got it back, we did a short run with money for my family and put it out. And it was quite successful. We got wonderful quotes from Whoopi Goldberg and Dick Clark and Henry Winkler and Gene Simmons, all wrote great stuff for it. And the first book, the collector's edition book, was sold at an auction for World Children's Relief for $10,000. I thought, this, we're off and running. Well, such was not the case. It needed to never give up. And finally, after all these years, we have it just launched on iPad and Kindle Fire. And the iPad version is really terrific because it has narration with it, and then the narration has sound design.
Okay.
So as radio guys, I think you'll appreciate it. It has, when the thunder cracks and the wolves howl, it comes off the page. And as I read it, every word is highlighted on the page at exactly the moment I say it. So,
oh, very cool.
It's quite a cool thing. The iPad version is very cool.
And yeah, I have that. I'm going to get it for my kids.
Yeah, I think you'll really like it. It's designed for kids from 4 to 104.
All right, so what's the lesson, the story, other than never giving up, which is, I think, sort of a hallmark of where you are, and I guess I am, and people who decide they want to do something or stay with something, they just stick it out. And this character, Warren Galoot, who is the protagonist? He's not the antagonist, so I guess he's going to be the protagonist. How do you get into the lessons of bullying? Is this guy bullied?
Well, what happens is it all happens at Middleburg School, where everyone gets along. They have the same smile and the same shined shoes. And when Warren Galoot comes to town, he has five size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone's ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. And then the laughing turns to making fun of him. And the making fun of him turns to mocking and shaming and tripping and, throwing pies in his face. Mm. And through it all, the big Galoot, Warren Galoot, says, "Well, I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up."
Listen to that. Read it like, "I'm a Galoot, but
I'm
I have
a Galoot,
yeah.
But I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up."
There you go. That's it. And that's the way you read it to your children. That sort of thing, the cadence and reading it like that will mean
it's
that
all
it
written
stick.
Like Dr. Seuss, and I'm really anal about getting every syllable right. I'll tell you my favorite line in the book. What happens is the kids go to an outing up in the mountains, and they're taken way up, and it's beautiful, and it's way up high, and a storm breaks out. And the thunder claps and the lightning crashes and the wolves howl and the kids are running for their lives. And time after time, the big Galoot throws a size 42 hand from over a ledge and reaches out and tries to save the kids over and over again. It's very dramatic, but the best line is, "But that big Galoot poked pigeon-toed feet deep into the mud and would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased, saying, 'I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up.'" Like that.
Yeah. A big Galoot. All right, this is online. Download it at shadowstevens.com.
Well, you just go to the Apple Store.
It's in your App Store.
The Apple Store. All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Shadow Stevens, thank you. Great to have your voice and your presence here. I'm a big fan. Shadow Stevens on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
I forget half of whether it's whether we're talking about on the air or off the air.
It's just one continuous show.
It's this conversation. The fiscal cliff.
Oh, yeah, this was off the air we talked about.
Was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say the negotiations didn't go particularly well, but there are some things that got handled. Tax rate increases are effective for some. Today there's a little bit. Actually, because the House, it was going to vote on them today, right?
Is that the Senate passed it last night, apparently overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
And now the House has promised to vote on it today, but nobody is saying whether they will approve it or not.
Yeah. All right. So in general, as you create a thought or two or three or four in your mind for the new year, perhaps you might want to think about being a little more frugal. Because probably, like it or not, and we can discuss and debate from now until when the cows come home, whether it's appropriate or not to have all of these expenses, and that's a political discussion that we're not going to have here. But there are people who are concerned about being able to pay all of their bills, especially after Christmas, yada, yada, yada. So my question to you is, how many have an emergency fund?
Mm.
How many of you?
Yeah.
Emergency has one.
You know, not until recently, though.
Really?
I had some savings, but just this past year, it was my goal to build the savings to where, okay, if I need something, it's there. And I've been able to build a little stash, and I'm going to try and do that again this year and just see, because it's scary.
Yeah. Well, it can be, depending on how you figure out how many people have put money aside during the year. Not many, it seems to me.
It's tough to do right now.
Very, very hard to do that sort of thing. So it's easy for people to say, oh, yeah, we're going to save more, but how do you really do it? If your job, remember, now we were talking about the differences between those who are government employees and those who are civilian employees working in the private sector, and how the average income for people in the private sector has gone down $4,000 or $5,000. So under that reality, and maybe you got a couple of children, how do you save money? That's the thing. It's lost most people, especially in our consumer society, where we're all about the business. I make my living telling you what to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy this. Go do that. Try this. Try that. So you want to, But that increases your expenses.
Well,
if you don't,
not
have...
necessarily, because a lot of the things we talk about save people money.
Well, we'd hope.
So hopefully we're saving you money on some of the things that we help you find that can help you grow that stash.
Yeah, and that's why you kind of you think about how life doesn't necessarily follow a script, doesn't go as planned. That's why it's probably a good idea as a New Year's resolution for you to have an emergency fund. If I can make that suggestion, it's not about, this is not Dave Ramsey stuff, although he helped, I was in the airport the other day, and there was a woman reading his book, and I said, "You like that book? What's the story of the book?" "Yeah, he's helped me save money," she said. Now, what could be better? My God.
She has no credit anymore because she's throwing away all of her credit cards, but she's saving money.
She's saving money, and she feels good about that, and she attributes it to Dave, so what's wrong with that? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Chapstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Notice that smooth segue into a big pop hit and a jazz hit as well. I think George Benson is known not only as a Grammy Award-winning top 10 singer, but I think his music, Richie, you can back me up on this or not, has spanned several different formats, the pop genre, the jazz genre, R&B, certainly. George Benson, excuse me, born and raised in Pittsburgh. When he was 7 years old, Benson played the ukulele in a corner drugstore that paid a couple of bucks. That is good. At the age of 8, he was playing guitar in a nightclub on Friday and Saturday nights. At the age of 8,
wow.
At the age of 10, he was recording his first hit with RCA Victor called She Makes Me Mad. And he was known at that time as Little Georgie. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Little Georgie.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Okay, so that's a good thing. So, at 7, you picked up a ukulele. Where did the ukulele come from?
Actually, my father, my stepfather, he found it in a garbage can. Someone had broken it up and thrown it away.
Really?
And he retrieved it and glued it back together and put a new set of strings on. And he taught me the first few chords, and there was the beginning of my career.
So did you grow up around music then, essentially? As your father, your stepfather
was loaded with a lot of great musicians. We had Perry Como from there. We had Art Blakey, the great jazz drummer. Mm-hmm. Billy Eckstein, Lena Horne, people like the Henry Mancini.
Wow.
So it was loaded. Lots of great music.
George, do you ever think about what if somebody never threw that ukulele away?
It probably would not have stopped me because I had started on the violin. I got kicked out of the violin class in school because the teacher found out I wasn't reading the music. I was playing by ear. Against the law then, you know. Yeah. So,
all right, so then how has that been a hallmark in your career? Did you ever learn to read music or do you always still play it by ear?
I can read a little bit of music, you know, but I'm not what you call a sight reader. Mm-hmm. My ears are better, better than my eyes.
This is what I always wonder. I'm a very amateur musician, been playing guitar all my life, and I'm still very bad at it. When you write songs, do you write it down how, or do you just kind of remember the riffs and put it all together?
Yeah, I usually find something, I might hear something in my head, kind of a musical riff of some kind, and I'll try to get to a recording device to just put the idea down, and then I embellish on it, you know, as time goes by. I add a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon the whole song is in my head, and that's the process I've been using for many years.
So who helps you, who comes up with the ideas to collaborate with you?
You know, I've run into a lot of great musicians over the years. Some of them they've become my protégés, to say. Just like I was the protégé of a lot of other musicians like Montgomery and Grant Green, Kenny Burrell. So when I hear their potential, you know, I try to nurture that, you know, and encourage them. And lo and behold, a few years later, they're up to making a record as a duo with me. So they made a lot of progress, and I said, hey, man, we need to put this on record so we can have this for all time. And it's worked out very well with me. Earl Klugh was one of them. Great artist, you know. Today I'm very proud of what he's accomplished.
Well, the essence of your music, at first, did you feel like you belonged in any particular genre, or did you just like to play and it fit and people liked it? You know, I just said a few minutes ago, you were part of R&B, you're part of jazz, part of pop music. Does any of that mean anything to you, or are you just, you're done with an idea, okay, it's time for me to have a pop hit in your mind?
You know, it was amazing to me when I went to New York finally, you know, in my late teens, and I found how segregated the music was. You know, to me, it was only one kind of music, two kinds, good and bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know they put labels on music. Although I had been hearing these different kinds of music, no one ever said on the radio, well, here is a funk tune by such and such in those days. They do now, but they didn't in those days. And they would just play a Nat King Cole record, and I liked the artist and the song that he was singing.
So
you know.
And maybe you can speak to the fact there are a lot of people today in the world of music who say that has been ruined. It was ruined by the big guys, the fat white guys in the corner office smoking cigars who decided what the hits were. In fact, what a lot of people are doing, and I'm not sure about how you're distributing your music now, but we'll get into that. Is there a change because of the realities that the white guys in the corner office smoking cigars really don't decide what the next big hit is going to be?
Well, everything changes, you know, but everything also has to have a beginning. And so every part of it was important. I mean, the people who were interested in music really nurtured the art of music, and the people who were interested in finance, money, nurtured that into them. Mm-hmm. And I've benefited from both. I have Grammy Awards that say, well, George, okay, you're an important artist in the stream of things. But I also have done very well financially.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it plays a part. I don't have grudges, and I don't...
No, no, I'm not suggesting it's about grudges. I'm just asking about the reality. And what portion of your time, your life these days, is on the road performing in big venues, medium-sized venues, smaller venues, and have you liked doing that over your career?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed the challenge that each one brings, you know. Playing in a big outdoor venue is light years away from playing in a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenges of playing in a nightclub might be bigger because you're up close and personal and they can hear every nuance of what you're doing.
Yeah. So you can't cover your mistakes. Yeah, right. Richie, play a little of the... this is a song that George Benson is with us now. His website is georgebenson.com. He recorded this version of The Greatest Love of All for the Muhammad Ali movie, The Greatest, and then it was later released by Whitney Houston.
Tonight, you would be the one. Oh, I'd want to hold you forevermore. Oh, girl, if I lost it all tonight, I would reach for you, because you're my sweetest.
I didn't get the right introduction. This is the new song. The one from me, I thought we were going to... I'm sorry, go ahead, George.
That's good because people got a chance to hear. There is a great similarity there that I just realized when you played it.
Right, when I first heard it, I thought, I thought at the beginning, I was, Richie, play the beginning. I don't think you played the beginning of The Greatest Love of All before, did you? Did you play that?
No, I didn't. No.
Right,
no,
you have that
it
there?
Was the one.
Or
the
do we not?
Love for, I have it around somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I can tell you this.
Tonight, you would be the one.
Your voice, when you sing, George, sounds younger than your speaking voice. Do people tell you that?
Well, you know, my voice is a combination of a lot of experiences I've had. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was with, you know, I sang by myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then the singing group thing, you know, the doo-wop groups came along.
Yeah.
Some of the songs you had to sing very high, you know.
What doo-wop groups?
The Diamond period, you know.
Yeah, what doo-wop groups were you a part of, and have you got some of that music in your head?
Well, I had one of the best groups in Pittsburgh. They were called the Altairs.
Yeah.
And for years we sang together, you know, from the time I was about 15 to about 18 years old.
Oh, come on. I want to hear one of your hits.
We didn't have any hits back then.
Oh, you didn't?
We were local around Pittsburgh.
Do I. This is
the
white
guy. That was a great one, wasn't it?
It was. Frankie Lyman, what a shame. I guess that's part of the sort of subtext behind the scenes. When you were a kid, we all know what drugs and alcohol, what role it plays these days. You remember hearing Louis Armstrong said he smoked a joint every day of his life, and that's how he got into the mood to do things. But as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh and being a part of the music scene there, how much of a problem were drugs? Frankie Lyman died when he was, what, 18, 19 of a drug overdose. Was it something that you had to cope with?
You know, I never got into drugs. I got into trouble when I was a kid, though. And I did a very short stint at a reform school about
oh,
six
really?
Weeks.
What happened?
Yeah, but it taught me a great lesson.
What did you do?
I knew that jail or being locked up was not going to be my part of my life. So I went the straight and narrow. I got into the singing thing and tightened up my art. And I learned to play the guitar better. And,
mm-hmm.
and so by the time someone came and asked me to go on the road, I was almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed the experience of going out around the world and seeing what the world was like. A couple of years of doing that, or 3 years later, they started thinking about me as one of the top 10 players in the jazz world. You know?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master. Who else is in that? Who's in that group with you?
Oh, the guys, you mean before me. Great folks. John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Bradley West Montgomery, Miles Davis, you know, a lot of incredible people. And names you might not know, but they're very common in the jazz world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the pleasure of playing with a lot of these people, and they watched Georgie, when I was young, develop into a guitar player. When I first went to New York, I was a singer who happened to play guitar.
Right.
But they saw the potential and they encouraged me. So years later, lo and behold, here I am, considered a jazz master among the great. Wow.
You know, go ahead, Richie.
Well, I mean, do you look out there today and see anybody that you just go, wow, that's some really neat stuff that's coming up and new?
All the time. I'm all over the world, so I get a chance to see people who, you know, that the world right now doesn't know exist, and probably in some cases they never will. You know, that's the incredible thing about what I do. I'm in nooks and crannies all over the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at jam sessions where some youngster will come up on the bandstand and blow everybody away.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that kind of thing happens every day, but that's what keeps music so interesting.
It keeps
and
it fresh,
and
yeah.
gives us a future generation full good music.
All right, Turn Your Love Around. I don't think you've played a bit of that, Richie.
Oh, I got to hear
remember
that.
Remember this. This is a big hit in the early 80s.
Oh.
Crank it up.
Show you how. Turn your love around.
Good song. So, George, I'm guessing, not knowing, you and I have never spoken before, but I'm wondering, as I listen to your voice and as I hear your attitude, what you do to give back, because I'm thinking you're one of these guys that is either in the neighborhood or somehow or other is trying to fix things for people who may have had the same start that you did, and you're trying to bring with the, instead of turn your love around, they're trying to, under your auspices, turn their lives around. I don't know it for a fact, but I'm just sensing it. Am I right or not?
It's a good question. And, of course, anybody who's had the kind of success I've had will always want to see others, you know, enjoy that, too. Because the thing I wish I could pass on was that everyone would have the kind of experience, the things that happened to me that I never imagined would happen to me. You know, record of the year with This Masquerade way back in the 70s. And the one you just played is probably my biggest single, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
I had the good fortune of having the number one record in the United States, and from the same album, a different song called Never Give Up was number one in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot of things in the music world, and I wish a lot of people could experience that, too. And people do call me or get in touch with me through email from all over planet Earth, you know, asking me questions about this, that, and the other, you know. What do I think about when I play? Who am I? Heroes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How did I get to where I am, you know?
Yeah, those are all great questions. You know, I wish I'd have thought of them, Richie. Now that we're out of time, those are good questions. GeorgeBenson.com. Is that where this song, The One For Me, is downloadable? Or where is the, is this commercially available? How do we find The One For Me?
I'm not sure. There are several sources. Blue Water Records is one way, because BlueWater.com would probably be the easiest way to get the record.
BlueWater.com.
And I'm sure it's on Amazon.
It must be, I was going to say. It would have to be on Amazon.
Absolutely.
BlueWater.com for the new music from George Benson. Check out his website, GeorgeBenson.com. George, a pleasure to have you here. And I hope that you have a great New Year. Happy holidays. Take good care.
Well, I appreciate it very much, gentlemen. It's a little early for me, but I'll tell you, I enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah.
I hope to talk to you again.
A little early for us, too, George.
Nah, it's good for you. It's a wake up, right? Rise and shine call, George.
Thank you.
Take good care. George Benson on Good Day.
I do know what's real, what I try to say. Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, berries, creamy, rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Yeah. You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program. Tuesdays at this time, we get you connected to a new world, a part of the new world order, in fact. If you're concerned about the economy in this new year, a lot of experts believe that the advent of advertising on mass media brought us out of the Great Depression. So we have this new thing called crowdfunding and a program called Startup America News. Here you're going to learn today, it may not be the government alone that will re-jumpstart the coming new economic year. Here's Mike Hayes.
In today's economy, many entrepreneurs who need money are turning to crowdfunding campaigns to raise it. Successful crowdfunding campaigns need a crowd of backers. So, entrepreneurs who have social media skills can successfully do crowdfunding on their own. Entrepreneurs who do not have social media skills need other forms of promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and you're listening to Startup America News, Crowdfunding Success Stories. We are committed to both updates on current forms of reward-based crowdfunding, plus looking forward through the eyes of opinion makers about future crowdfunding. Today I'd like to introduce you to Brad McGee, the co-founder of iCrowd. Brad has extensive experience in small and new business, global business, strategy development, finance, and mergers and acquisitions. He's served as president of Tyco Specialty Products, executive vice president, and played an instrumental role in Tyco's growth from $3 billion to over $40 billion as a global company. Also, Brad has experience as the largest U.S. non-bank commercial lender and the largest originator of Small Business Administration loans. So when it comes to both the current state and future of small business startups, Brad McGee is worth listening to.
think of this from any startup perspective. In order for them to raise funds for their particular business, there's two aspects of it that I think you address. One is actually raising funds, and then once they've raised the funds, how do they then become successful with, if it's a startup or any company, bringing a product to market? And what happens is, in the fundraising process, there's a whole aspect of that which is very heavy on networking and getting the word out about the fact that you're trying to raise funds for a particular item. And the reason for that is, and part of it deals with sheer numbers. Investors are going to be investing a relatively small amount. Companies need to raise a fairly sizable amount potentially. Therefore, you need a very large audience of potential investors. And the goal for a company is make sure that they can reach enough people with whom their idea resonates. So it's really about getting the word out. So there is an aspect of promotion that's required even with respect to funding a company in the very beginning. So if you have the channels to provide that promotion to people, and enough people out there hear something, and they hear a story that resonates with them or can be personalized for them, then they'd be interested in going and potentially looking at that as an investment. Once the company is funded, though, it's classical marketing, where what generally happens is marketing consists of building awareness, building trial, and then building customer base. In order to build awareness, again, it's about oftentimes the number of people that get your message, that are hearing your marketing message, seeing your marketing message, understanding your product. And again, once the idea that resonates with them, they may become a trial user. And once they try your product and they like it, they become a loyal customer or can become a customer. So again, it's the classic marketing scenario. And if you can do that at a low cost, that's the best, you know, it's certainly what you want to do. You want to be able to reach and target an audience that has an interest potentially in what you are offering to them and want to generate that type of awareness. So a low-cost method of generating awareness could be critical to companies, specifically those that need to reach a very broad base of customers. In order for small businesses and entrepreneurs to succeed, we believe they need more than just money. There's three things they need. They need money, they need advice, and they need a network.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.